folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. As we say each and every week, we love hearing from all of you. Your comments, stories, or ideas, get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always drop an email to bendradioshow@gmail.com. Ryan Long, as always, is my producer and sound engineer, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Christmas present for you hunters. Listen to this story, especially if you're into upland bird game hunting. We head to Minot, North Dakota, where a hunter shot a rare white pheasant south of the city back on December 7th of 2025. 37-year-old Eric Hankey of Minot first saw the bird a few years ago on his family farm. A few weeks ago, he and six others plus four dogs went out for a hunt. The group flushed the bird and it flew into some brush. It was flushed again about 10 yards from Hankey, where he pulled the trigger from his Benelli Super Blackhawk 212 gauge. The bird dropped and ran, but one of the dogs retrieved it for him. Now, what we're getting at is to find, first off, a white pheasant. I mean, it's like lottery odds, right?
I looked this up because I thought a white pheasant was make-believe. I didn't think it was real. And it said, like, if you have a pheasant that has some partial albinism, I think is how you pronounce it, where they're an albino, it's like 1 in 30,000. But to find one that is absolutely pure white is like 1 in 12 million.
Wow.
So I'm not saying which side he falls into, but this dude is unbelievable. I mean, this is a hunt of a lifetime to get a pheasant. Are you going to have pictures of him in the show notes?
I'm going to share a picture of Hankey with his pheasant. And to boot, this all-white pheasant, just so you know, is white. According to this picture I'm looking at right now, has just a little bit of gray feathers up on the neck, but otherwise just the red around the eyes. That's very common. That's in all pheasants. But listen to this. The tail on this pheasant, it measured out to be about 22 and a half inches long.
So this was like a grandpa.
I mean,
this was a grandpa dude out there.
Let's be real, Tigger. You and I, if we took down a pheasant that had 22 plus inch tail feathers,
I would take it to Jake and have this thing mounted.
When he says he's taking it to Jake, he's talking about our local taxidermist.
100%.
And that is what this individual did as well. Hankey took his to a taxidermist. It's going to be preserved and enjoyed for years to come. Think about it. This could be a family heirloom.
And a reminder that if there is a bird that you have yet you want to harvest this year and get this thing mounted as a memory, do not put it in pantyhose. Put it in a plastic bag, right?
Yes.
That's what Rick Akers says, right?
Yes, okay. That is the key. You want to preserve the moisture in that bird. Otherwise, those feathers are going to come loose and you'll lose a lot.
It makes it really hard for those guys to go and make a beautiful mount out of them.
And here's the other little tip. If you're thinking it's kind of late in the season, what birds are great for mounting? Actually, the birds right now that are out are the best ones to be mounted.
Because they're fat, happy, and sassy. Kind of like me these days.
Well, regardless, congratulations to Eric Hankey on one heck of a hunt. I can't wait to see what the rest of you have had during your hunting season. So remember, you can always text us or email us pictures of your trophies. That number again is 305-900-2363, or you can email bendradioshow@gmail.com. Now, we are only a few days away from Christmas, from Santa coming down the chimney. Tigger, you have done an awesome job this month coming up with some terrific, I want to say, Christmas gift ideas. So I'm going to hit you one more time. What are some last minute? Did you come up with some that
I now, have some.
You're against the wire. There's no more ordering online.
So this may be maybe going into next year, birthday gift ideas or something like that. Or if you're celebrating a little late, there's kind of a theme to this. How about gun magnets? You've got these for me, many of them. They're cheap. You can get a pack of them, like two or four for $20 off Amazon. They're rubber coated. That way you can put something on your desk. You can have a pistol mounted to them. They're rubber coated. They won't scratch the surface of your pistol.
I'm glad to hear you loved that gift I gave you a couple of years ago.
I thought they were awesome. Now, along those lines, there is a company called Holstery, and it is a same kind of magnet, but it mounts on your belt. not for necessarily a gun, but for a pliers or a screwdriver for the handyman. You can just go zoop and you can magnetize all this stuff to the side of your belt. Tools, staples, fencing clips.
Oh, I like this idea.
Yeah, it's called holstery, by the way.
Say that again?
Holstery, like a holster, holstery.
Interesting, because I think of how many of us are utilitarians, and sometimes, like myself, I don't like carrying a, what do you call it, carpenter's belt that's got that bag on it with all the stuff in it.
Tool pouch and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, but I love this idea that I could just magnetize quick a screwdriver, the pliers,
if you don't want to carry a pliers pouch in your back pocket or something. Just kind of a neat idea. This is an absolute must, and that is a headlamp.
Yes.
If you don't have one, get a headlamp and then get one for her or maybe yourself in the bedroom.
Oh,
reading
sure.
a book. That way you can turn the lights off. I got you one. It's this cute little headlamp. It has these little flashlights on each side for you to read and turn the lights off so you don't keep me awake.
And I'm going to say this is a great stocking stuffer, and it's not just for the adults. We've done this with the kids too.
Yep.
When our nephews have been very young, we've put together little kind of so they have their own little like, what do you want to call it, survival or going hunting like kit, and we've always thrown in a headlamp. And you, for the kids, you can get those cheap ones. They're
you
only a couple
for,
dollars.
You can get one for a buck, for crying out loud.
But I will say, you and I have tried out a lot of different headlamps, and I'm going to be honest, I'm biased to the ones that are not rechargeable. I know everyone's going back, but I prefer those that I can actually change out batteries on, because we've been caught in bad weather, different things happening. We're out camping, and
you
just
haven't
can't
had
charge
the ability
them.
To recharge them. Yes. So we talked about magnets earlier. I want to mention this one. You got this for me a couple years ago, and it was a collapsible magnet. It was like a pin, but it had a magnet on the end, and it was collapsible, and it was also a flashlight combo, or it is a flashlight combo.
I feel like I'm knocking it out of the park.
You were knocking it out of the park.
Gifts I've given you.
And it collapsed, and it was this long magnet that it went from the size of a pen to like 3 feet long, and it was a flashlight. Very, very handy when you drop that screw, that little washer or something like that, and you didn't see where it went. You've got a little flashlight. You've got your magnet right there to retrieve it. Okay.
You know how often this gets used? Quite often in our house, because you know what happens? It's around that washing machine or dryer, and things fall against the wall and you can't get your arm down there.
Exactly. So I have two more gift ideas for her. I know a lot of you have seen these. I got these for you. Absolutely loved them. One is a necklace, and it's made out of a file, and it's made to look like an ear tag, and it has your brand on it.
I do love that. Now, that's going to be a great Valentine's Day gift. I'm going to throw that at y'all.
Yep, and that one I got you was you can wear the pendant on a necklace, or you can make a keychain out of it or whatever, just an idea. But then you can also get matching earrings that you can have just this little tiny ear tag.
Why don't I have those?
I didn't.
Honey, I don't have a pair of those yet.
I haven't gotten
those. I'm looking at
you. It's an idea that just... You know, for those of you, those livestock people in your lives, you can get for her the little ear tag earrings, and you can get them personalized or super
So is
cute.
This what I'm getting for Valentine's Day in a couple?
Obviously.
You know.
Obviously. This is something on the Valentine's Day list. So there, a whole bunch of presents over the last few weeks for him and her, for the kids too. I just tried to put together a really good fun list.
It was a fun list. You did a great job, Tigger. I'm going to let you off the hook on coming up with any more gifts, though, because the holidays are here. And
it's
too
late.
It's too late.
Not enough time for the Amazon truck to show up.
On that note, when we come back, Tech Talk with the Family. You're listening to The Ben Show. We'll be back right after this. This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again. Looking for a Christmas gift that really rocks? Surprise your friends and family with tickets to the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Not only will they experience world-class rodeo action, parades, shopping, and classic Western fun, this year's concerts are bigger, louder, and more unforgettable than ever. Featuring Corb Lund, Kenny Fiedler, and the kickoff concert with Trace Adkins. Give the gift of live music, dancing, and memories that last long after the lights go down. Get your Bucking Horse Sale tickets today at buckinghorsesale.com and ranchchannel.com and make Christmas legendary.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one: Medora Boot and Western Wear.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and Ryan Long Shotgun, my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. The holidays are upon us, and you know how that is. That means getting together with our loved ones that maybe we don't see as often as we do. And we wanted to remind you of a conversation we feel you need to have, and that is a tech talk with the family. And the reason why is because it's our own experience and we're going through this right now.
Yeah, you need to have kind of that check-in of technology maybe with your parents or something like that. Here's the situation is we've got with our family, you know how it is, you got group text and you got grandkids and everybody, and some people are Android users, some people are iPhone users, right? And it happened where my mom's got an older phone and she's an Apple user. We are Android users. And there was an update or something like that. And there was a whole mix up with her phone. Well, this has been going on for months and months and months that we've been fighting with my mom's phone and the service. Well, she's locked out of it because it requires passcodes and passwords, where some people get confused of what they are. And so we have just had a heck of a time of trying to recover her account because she's got passwords written down. You know how that is. You've got a password list. It's not on a spreadsheet. It's over here on a notebook, and there's post-it notes of all these passwords to all these accounts. And now us kids are having the dickens to try to get her phone back activated, to get her pictures back, her contacts back, all of that kind of stuff.
Well, and you think about this, like your mom's, for example, her iPhone, she had set up this account back in 2016. And now when you think about it, that's a long time ago. So it was hard for her to understand or remember which was maybe, say, the username for her iCloud account,
right,
which is with Apple,
right,
and how to go about these updates that are coming along. And then on top of that, she had no idea that over the course of time, a lot of these apps, and not just smartphones, we're seeing it on websites, other areas, are using two-step authentication.
Right.
And it just completely locked us out. We thought we were pretty tech savvy, but it's taken three of us and multiple visits with...
Yeah, we've had to call the carrier many times. We've had to have conversations with Apple customer support because this is both a kind of a... It was a hardware issue and a software issue going on all at the same time. I mean, it was a perfect storm. But it was a good reminder that, you know, when you're together now over the holidays or something, maybe just have that technology check in with your folks and
yes,
find out, okay, where are your passwords at? Do you have them organized? How are you getting along with those? How are you paying online with those? Is it automatic payment? Just all of those check-ins. Because like with my mom, I went and I was able to get into her account. We're almost there. We're like 90% there. Almost got it figured out. But here I found she's had all of these charges the last year, and I don't think my folks know why. And I don't know why either. So
see,
we got to check into that.
And so that's why it makes it important to have this talk tech with your parents, as well as even with your kids, and think about having somebody that is a trusted person. Even if you say you're the right age, you're tech savvy yourself, making sure you're putting those parameters in place in case your phone is lost or broken. Say you got to change your phone number. Say, like we said, a device needed an update and right. It resets. So there's a lot to think about where sometimes it doesn't hurt. I hate to say if of those cases of what happens about tomorrow, you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
But this was a wake up for all of us here to really understand we need to know how to get into mom's phone or dad's phone.
And not just the phone, but all those other accounts. But the phone kind of, it seems like it governs all of those other accounts, because all of us just go on our phone and we pay this and we pay that and we pay all these things. But to me, it's a big reminder of organizing those logins and passwords for your loved ones. And especially, like you said, have whoever that person is oversee that they've got a copy of that, or they've got a spreadsheet that they can share it with brother and sister, whatever the case is. Because like we've got my sister, who is, what is it? It's like,
she's 8 hours away.
Yeah, she's like 400 or 500 miles away. So she's trying to help me. I'm in possession of the phone. Mom just wants her phone back. Dad doesn't care. I mean, he wants to throw them all in the garbage. But I think it's just a good reminder to be organized and go through that stuff.
And when we're talking about this getting organized, as I mentioned about this two-step authentication that's going on, and not just on the phones. Like I said, I have that happening right now, even with my investment accounts, Amazon accounts, Walmart accounts. They all have this two-step authentication. And if you have your backup as, say, your cell phone, because a lot of us don't have house phones anymore.
That's true.
So the only phone number is your cell phone. Now, if you get locked out of your cell phone, you're sitting there like a duck out of water.
Right. Now you're
fish out of water.
You're in trouble.
Yes. So make sure you put up some backup recovery options. Like now we've added actually Tigger's email address and phone number as an additional backup that is considered a safe phone number, because a lot of these different apps and programs, they want to know what are your list of safe phone numbers. So if they can't send a passcode, for example, to get you into your phone, you can choose these other ways around it. And then just think about this. All of our memories, we are so overwhelmed. Our brains, we think we're going to remember passwords. And now with it coming to the end of the year, we're going into the new year. It's also a good way to just reset and refresh that list of passwords and passcodes so that everybody knows what we need to use if things go down.
And don't have the wee ones try to explain it to grandpa and grandma. You know, don't have the teenagers try to explain that to grandpa and grandma, because they get frustrated with the technology. For one, they don't understand. We do too. And don't have them explain it to them, because they might go through it so fast because they understand it because they grew up with it. They don't know any better. And have somebody else do that, that is patient with grandma and grandpa or mom and dad or whatever the case is, so that they understand how to walk through that. And you can literally be beside them. This is exactly what's going on with my mom right now. And my mom is a little German Catholic lady, and by golly, she gets ornery real fast.
Well, she gets frustrated because
she does, and
think about
so.
It. None of us want to feel stupid. I'm just going to say it. None of us want to feel stupid. So give that person some grace that you're trying to explain this to, because they're usually probably embarrassed that this situation even happened. But it is part of being an adult. It's part of making sure we take care of those that raised us. Remember, if you get frustrated with mom and dad, they had to teach you how to use a spoon or a fork. All right. So in summary, a final checklist quick for you to have with your family before they leave after the holidays is to make sure you've tracked all the passwords in one secure place, set up two backup recovery options, and then make sure you've shared access with trusted family members. You've stored printed recovery information safely and review passwords again yearly or after major updates like what we've just had to go through. I just want to leave this final thought with you. A broken phone or forgotten password should never mean losing access to your life. Think about it. That's why we are talking about it. You're listening to The Ben Show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back right after this.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs wishing you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Looking for a Christmas gift that really rocks? Surprise your friends and family with tickets to the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Not only will they experience world-class rodeo action, parades, shopping, and classic Western fun, this year's concerts are bigger, louder, and more unforgettable than ever. Featuring Corb Lund, Kenny Fiedler, and the kickoff concert with Trace Adkins. Give the gift of live music, dancing, and memories that last long after the lights go down. Get your Bucking Horse Sale tickets today at buckinghorsesale.com and ranchchannel.com and make Christmas legendary. Welcome back to the Ben Show. Since Christmas is upon us, yes, I have a little bit more holiday trivia for y'all. I always have fun with this. I don't know why.
I knocked it out of the park last week.
We're going to see how you do this week.
Bring it.
What animal is often eaten for Christmas dinner in Japan?
Oh my gosh. To celebrate Christmas, are you talking?
Yes, Christmas dinner in Japan. What would you enjoy?
The puffer blowfish. I don't know. The ostrich.
I thought you were going to say sushi.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say that. Sushi.
Wrong. It's actually chicken.
Well, sure it is, Beck.
Specifically, KFC chicken.
What?
Yeah.
That's a tradition in Japan.
Who would have thought?
With the colonel's secret recipe that makes you crave it night and day. The gravy is awesome. I can understand that. All right.
For those of us that have Christmas trees, do you know what the first artificial Christmas trees were made from?
Metal.
I had to think about the metal. Well, okay.
Yeah, they were a metal tree. They were made from wire, right?
Well, I found goose feathers. I suppose there was probably a metal structure, but they used to use goose feathers.
Well, you got to have the metal structure anyway. That's dumb. Move on.
All I can say is I'm glad they're not made from that anymore because I'm allergic to goose feathers.
I'm claiming it as a tally. I got that one. All right. What else?
U.S. geography. Here's one for you. Which U.S. state has a town named Santa Claus?
I know it's in the Midwest somewhere. It's like Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, I don't know, somewhere over there.
Right.
I know that, but I don't know which one. I'm going to say Illinois.
You were close. It's its neighbor,
Indiana. Okay.
Yes, Indiana has a town named Santa Claus. Here we go. Which branch of the military runs Toys for Tots? This is a great thing they do every year, too, Toys for Tots.
Is it the Marines?
It is. Good job. I didn't think you'd get that one, Tigger.
Sepra Fi.
Now this one, let's see if you know this one. What is Ralphie's little brother's name in the movie A Christmas Story?
Randy.
I'm impressed. I'm surprised you knew that.
Of course I know that one.
And I got to say this, of course, because I always rub it into Tigger, that yes, I have met the real Ralphie.
Continue.
Which one of Santa's deer has the same name as another holiday mascot? Here's a hint.
I mentioned this
holiday.
You did?
Earlier in the show.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer.
There's more than Dasher, Blitzen, honey.
Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. You mentioned this earlier in the program.
I mentioned the holiday, but what is the reindeer?
The Dancer holiday? I don't know.
Cupid. I talked about Valentine's Day gifts. When you were throwing out last-minute gifts, and I was like, I think that'd be a good Valentine's Day gift.
Clever, clever girl.
But Santa has a deer named Cupid.
Clever girl. Okay. All right.
Okay. This one, I'm shaking my head, because in our house, we are a divided house when it comes to Christmas movies. So Tigger, which was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
I do know this one. It's your favorite, Home Alone.
Yes!
It's Home Alone. It should be Christmas Vacation, but it's Home Alone.
Merry Christmas,
it
you
still
filthy
is,
animal.
And I think Macaulay Culkin still makes a pile of money off the residuals off that.
As he should. I love that movie. Okay, and one more for you. Which fairy tale was the first gingerbread houses inspired by? Think about fairy tales.
Fairy tale, what do you mean like?
So think about fairy tales. You know, stories about fairy
Krampus,
tales.
The gingerbread house?
Yeah. Which fairy tale inspired the first gingerbread houses?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, and she had to stay at the gingerbread house to recover.
Okay, it was the fairy tale Hansel and Gretel. Hansel and Gretel, the witch made of candy?
I know, but I don't know. I was thinking that there was fairy tales that had to do with Christmas or something, but of course it's Hansel and Gretel.
One last question. Go. How many pounds does the average person gain at Christmas time?
10.
1 to 2.
Well.
We'll all be okay. I'm telling you, you got to have an extra serving of those mashed potatoes. All right, folks, we're going to call this show wrapped for this week. Remember to keep sending in any questions you might have, or if you have something spot-worthy for us to share, including your area's field reports. That number again, call or text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email benradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this show or want to hear past episodes, you can find them all on the website, TheBenShow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Ben Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along, as well as a very Merry Christmas. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me back all week long by following The Ben on Facebook and on Instagram at The Ben Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Ben.